Celebrating some of the things that have happened on August 24. The day in 1972, on a hot August night, when Neil Diamond took to the stage to record one of the great live double albums. It was one of the biggest selling albums of the 70s. On August 24, 1994, a new star emerged in Australian sport when Cathy Freeman won gold at the Commonwealth Games in the 400 metres, and then she took out the 200.
Here she comes! It's Freeman! She takes the lead, 30 up, and Freeman home over Gainsford. She gets the double!
And it was in 2018 that current Prime Minister Scott Morrison took the top job, emerging victorious in a leadership battle.
What Josh and I are here to tell you, as the new generation of Liberal leadership, is we're on your side.
To the birthdays, one of Australia's great voices, Julie Anthony, is 71. British comedian Stephen Fry is 63. He and Hugh Laurie starred in Blackadder before teaming up for the skit comedy show A Bit of Fry and Laurie.
I had a lot of trouble there, as I did in my other schools, got expelled from a lot of them, ended up in prison. It's a whole other story.
One of the busiest actors of the 80s, Steve Guttenberg, is 62 today. He churned out a stack of films, Cocoon, Three Men and a Baby, and the sequels, Short Circuit, and then there was the Police Academy movies.
Caring is a crime, and trying is a felony. I guess we're all going to plead guilty.
And one of the stars of the Harry Potter movies, Rupert Grint, who played Ron Weasley, turns 32 today.
After we finished, I felt a bit lost, really, because it was such a huge part of my life and all of our lives, really.
Finally, Kenny Baker was born on this day. Star Wars fans will know the name. He died aged 81 in 2016. Kenny played R2-D2 and is one of only two actors to appear in all six of the original Star Wars movies. He said he never imagined how big the movies would become.
Had I known, I would have done it for nothing.
Remembering Kenny Baker on August 24.